Surah Al-Araf, verses 32 to 39.
Making them eat from that which was forbidden, and depriving them of all the good things of Jannah which were permissible. Like that, Shaitan has misled many people. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal, they declare it haram. What Allah has declared haram, Shaitan beautifies it for them and makes that seem to be good and lawful. Similarly, the mushrikeen of Makkah used to perform tawaf of the Kaaba without having any garments on. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Ask those among them who without any proof declare lawful items of consumption or garments forbidden. Ask them, who has forbidden the adornment of Allah, which He has produced for the benefit of His servants, and the clean and pure things which He has provided as food? Who has declared it haram? And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided it for His servants, just in case the kuffar, the disbelievers, have misconceptions about being under the favor of Allah, they say, look at what Allah has provided for us. On account of Him extending such great blessings to them, tell them, قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These fine things of this dunya, this adornment, this good rizq, these are primarily for the people of iman in this worldly life. Allah has made all of this primarily for the Muslims, for the people of iman, all the good things. And because of the people of iman, the kuffar enjoy it. But خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will be exclusively for them on the day of resurrection. In the hereafter, only the people of iman will enjoy these. But in this dunya, in this worldly life, because it is primarily provided for the people of iman, the people of kufr also enjoy it. But they are not favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. As this matter is clarified in detail, كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ, so do we explain all our ayat for a people who possess understanding. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Ayah 33. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually forbidden? قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ. Tell them, as for the things which you have declared forbidden without any proof, and that which you falsely attribute to Allah, it is not the case. In fact, my Lord, Rabbi, harrama Rabbi al-fawahish. My Lord has only forbidden the immorality which you are guilty of perpetrating. Ma dhahara minha, both openly, immorality openly, such as tawaf without garments, wa ma batan, and discreetly, such as adultery and fornication. What else is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden? Wal ithm, all sin is forbidden. Wal baghya bi ghayri al-haq, and transgression without justification is also forbidden. وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, and that you worship along with Allah that which He has revealed no authority for. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and that you utter against Allah that which you have no knowledge of, that is also forbidden. So if all of these people are doing what is forbidden, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not take them to task? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 34, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. And if the perpetrators of the above vices are not taken to task promptly, then know, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ, that for all people an appointed term is specified. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, an appointed term is specified for taking them to task, according to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom. But فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when the term approaches, لا يستأخرون ساعة, they can neither delay it by a single moment, ولا يستقدمون, nor can they advance it. Instead, it will occur with precision. Ayah 35. Ya Bani Adam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed the children of Adam in the world of souls, and He said to them, we addressed you and said, O children of Adam, إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ رُسُلْ, if messengers come to you from amongst yourself, رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ, from amongst you, human beings, يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي, reciting my revelations to you in detail. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ, then those who refrain from rejecting it. اتَّقَى means they refrain from rejecting it. وَأَصْلَحَ, and those and who reform their actions. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, no fear shall overcome them in the afterlife, nor would they grieve. Ayah 36, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, as for those who declare our ayat to be lies, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, and haughtily reject it, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they are the inmates of hell, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain there forever. And for these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now elaborates, ayah 37, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, then who is a greater evildoer than the one who invents lies against Allah? They make up beliefs and they say it is from Allah. أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِي, or rejects his revelation. What Allah has said that they are refuting. What Allah hasn't said that they are attributing to him. أُولَٰئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, such people will receive what has been decreed for them of worldly benefits, such as life terms and provisions, as is inscribed in the primal record, the book of Allah's decrees. يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, whatever Allah has written for them, they will get it, their life term, their provision. But then, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ, then when our messengers come to them to extract their souls, these malaika will ask them, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, where are those whom you used to call upon besides Allah to save you now? They will say, قَالُوا ضَلُّوا عَنَّا, they will respond, they have deserted us. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and they will testify against themselves that they were disbelievers. So although they reject Allah and they are happy about their state, in the moment of death, they will regret and they will testify against themselves. Ayah 38, قَالَ ادْخُلُوا فِي أُمَمْ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then say to them in the hereafter, أُدْخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ فِي النَّارِ, enter the fire, joining multitudes of nations of men and jinn, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, who have preceded you into hellfire. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا, each time a batch of people enters the fire, they will curse the people of their faith, whose fatal footsteps it treaded upon and who preceded them to the fire. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا, then when they are all gathered there, قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ, the subsequent batch will say about the preceding one, they will say, رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا, O our Lord, it was they who led us astray, فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ, so inflict upon them a double punishment of the fire. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ لِكُلِّنْ ضِعْفٌ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, since your punishment is also going to intensify, it's only the starting now, your punishment will intensify as you go, it is as if every one of you would receive a doubled punishment. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, but you have no knowledge of this as yet, you don't know what is still in store for you in Jahannam. وَقَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ, then the preceding batch will say to the succeeding ones, فَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ, you enjoy no merit over us and are no better than us. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ, so taste the intensified punishment on account of that which you have attained through your own misdeeds. جزاكم الله.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق, قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة, كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون ولكل أمة أجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون يا بني آدم إما يأتينكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته أولئك ينالهم نصيبهم من الكتاب حتى إذا جاءتهم رسلنا يتوفونهم قالوا أينما كنتم تدعون من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون صدق الله العظيم.